All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Tzadik Hei. We're going to pick up on Tzadik Dalit Amud Beis. Four lines up from the bottom, last two words on the line. Be'eser, kol amalo pligi. So we'll say, if you remember again, the Mishnah was talking about a situation of both a home and a chatzar that were breached on both sides. Turush Sarabim. And ultimately, the Mishnah explained that Lemaisa, such an area was problematic on Shabbos. So the question we're trying to deal with in yesterday's daf is what exactly was the nature of the breach? What's the nature of the case? So the Gemara says, "Be'eser kol amalo pligi." When the breach is 10 amos or more, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that it's problematic. Ki pligi, when does the argument occur? Be'eser kol amalo pligi. When the opening is 10 amos or less, everyone agrees that it's considered a Pesach, and therefore such an opening is not a breach, but rather a doorway, and would not invalidate the Chatzar. Ki pligi, when do they go ahead and argue, b'yeser me'eser, when the breach is greater than 10. V'ikad amri, and ultimately, there are those who say, V'ikad amri, and there are those who say, b'yeser kule amalo pligi, that when the opening, then the breach is more than 10 amos, everyone agrees that lemaisa, the breach is problematic. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Be'eser, when the opening is 10 amos or less. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'hodam Rav Yehuda. Aye, but what about that which Rav Yehuda said, Tab of Tzadik Hei, Korah Dalid Matir. So if you remember, again, we had this earlier, that if you have a Korah that's for Tfachim, that Korah permits Bechurva, within a ruin. Well, so if you remember, again, we actually have, there's another picture of this. This is picture 343, if you have the picture book. So picture 343 you have a chorv, you have a ruin, and you have a korah, a four tefach korah that overhangs the ruin. So the halacha is that you could carry under that korah, because we say, pi tikra yorei v'sosein. So the Gemara says, korah dalet matir b'chorva, v'rab nachman amar rabba barabua, Kora Dalid Matir B'mayim. Similarly, we've learned that if you have a Kora of four tefachim, that could go ahead and allow you to potentially draw water, right? That would, remember, we had all these cases before. So the Gemara says, money. So whose opinion does this reflect? So the Gemara says, Lahach Lishna Da Amrit Be'eser Lo Pligi. So according to the Lashon that you said, that if the opening is 10 amos or less, they don't argue, then Be'eser, then you could say that we're dealing with beams whose size are less than 10 amos, the divrei akol, then that would work. Lahach lishna da amrit be'eser pligi, and according to the Lashon that says that they argue even in a case of eser, then you'd have to go ahead and align this kirav. Okay, so the Gemara says, lema abai v'rava beplukta de ravu shmuel kamiflegi. Let's say that abai and rava are having the same machlokes as Rav and Shmuel. So once again, if you remember, Rav and Shmuel were earlier on in Amud Beis, they dealt with the case of Achsadra Bebika. So the case of Achsadra Bebika, remember, is our portico. So our portico is a roof. You know, it's an open field. You have a roof that stands on four posts. Four posts. So the Shaila is, what ability do you have to carry within that roofed area? So Rav says you could carry throughout the entire area, and Shmuel says that you can't. You can only carry within Dalet Amos. So we'll say the way the Gemara understood the Machlokes yesterday was that according to Rav, Rav holds Pi Tikra Yored V'Sosim. Right, the edges of the rooftop extend downwards from Mechitza, therefore the entire area is enclosed. Therefore, you can carry throughout the entire area. And Shmuel doesn't hold Pitik or Yorav Esosim. But remember, again, we saw, it's not necessarily the Pshat that Shmuel doesn't hold the Pitik or Yorav Esosim. Rather what? It could just be that Shmuel doesn't hold of it on four walls, but would hold of it in, let's say, three walls or less. So the Gemara suggests, let's say that Abayi and Rava are having the same Machlokas as Rav and Shmuel. What did Abayi and Rava say? The Itmar, Sichech al gabe achsadra. So also we had this case 2 days ago. If you go ahead, it's on Sunday. If you make a sukkah on top of an achsadra, sheyesh la pitzimin, that ultimately has beams on the side. So remember, again, this was our case where you're utilizing two walls of already established structures. You put cross beams to rest the schach across, and then you have additional side beams by each of the corners. So if you go ahead and you've made a sukkah like that, it's ksheira, because the psimen, so I'll say the psimen essentially will go ahead and create walls, which again, just from Sunday, ein lo psimen, if it doesn't have psimen, Abaye amar ksheira, Abaye says it's kosher, v'rava amar psula, and Rava says it won't be good. Abaye Amar Ksheira. Abaye says that even without the pitzimin, even without the side posts, the sukkah will be good. Why? Amar Pi Tikra Yard Vesosim. Because also Abaye is of the opinion that from the crossbeams themselves, the sukkah is going to be kosher. Why? Remember, you have two real walls and two virtual walls because of Pi Tikra. The Rava Amar, Rava on the other hand says, no, Psula, lo Amar Pi Tikra Yard Vesosim. Rava will say, no, the sukkah is not good. Why? Because we won't say Pi Tikra Yard Vesosim. So the Gemara says, Lema Abaye Kirav. So why don't we say that Abaye holds the sukkah is kosher, holds like Rav, meaning Abaye by sukkah, holds like Rav by Achsadra Bebika, just like Rav says by the Achsadra, Pitikar Yod Vesosim, Abai says by the Sukkah, Pitikar Yod Vesosim, the Rav Kishmuel, excuse me, and Rava holds like Shmuel. Shmuel holds that again, Shmuel holds that you can only carry Dalet Amos by the Achsadra, because we don't say Pitikar Yod Vesosim, and so too Rava says that the Sukkah without the Pitzimin is not good, to which the Gemara says, Rav Kishmuel, Aliba de Shmuel, koli amalo pligi. So the Gemara says, in reality, according to Shmuel, no one has any problem. Ki pligi aliba de Rav. When do they have a machlok? It's when it comes to Rav's statement. Why? Abaye ki Rav, because apparently Abaye will hold like Rav, because Abaye holds pitikir v'sosim. The Rava, and what would Rava say? The Rava, ad kan lo ka'am Rav hasam, ela dahani mechitzos la'achsadra avidi. So the Gemara says like this. Rava says that according to Rav, you know why this case works? Well, you know why Rav says, P'tikar Yard V'sosim by the case of Achsadra? Because Lemaisa, the Mechitzos were made for Achsadra purposes. Right? They both say what Rav is saying was in the case of Achsadra, the reason why we could say P'tikar Yard V'sosim is because that entire structure was made to be an Achsadra. However, Aval Hacha, Dahani mechitzos lav lusuka avidi lo, but in this case over here, in this case meaning the case by sukkah, these mechitzos were not made by sukkah. Therefore, we won't say pitikar yard v'sosim. So, what does that mean? Look at Rashi, lav lusuka. Well, first look at the previous Rashi. Ela dahani mechitzos perish osan hakoros hanasunim al arba amudim. Those particular beams that were put on the four pillars, the inhu pitikra la achsadra avidi. Lav l'soka, l'shem soka, af agav de lo ba'i mechitzos l'shman, kule haimi ha lo makalina. So interestingly enough, makilon. So interestingly enough, so the Gemara is going to suggest over here that just because Rav holds pitikar yard v'sosim in the case of achsadra bebeka, that's because the entire structure was made to be an achsadra. But in the case of the sukkah, where you are relying on other pieces of the structure that were not made l'shem sukkah, even though you don't need your mechitzos to be l'shem sukkah, maybe we won't say pitikar yard v'sosim in that particular case. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer in Mutar. So we'll say, remember again, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, the Mishnah quoted two opinions. The Mishnah said, V'chein mavui shenitlu korosav olechayov, olechayov mutarim ba'osa Shabbos, v'asrum la'asid lovo. So we'll say, the first opinion of the Mishnah is that whenever you have a change in circumstances, so we had this also in yesterday's daf, whenever you have a change in circumstances, those changes only impact the chatzer for next Shabbos. The assumption of the first opinion was that the status of any particular area is locked in at the onset of Shabbos. So even if some of the metzias of the area changes, the halachic status of the area does not. You'll have to obviously reconcile yourself with the new metzias for next Shabbos, but for this Shabbos, you're okay. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, that was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, in mutarin la'osa Shabbos, mutarin la'osid lavo. V'masurin la'osid lavo, asurin la'osa Shabbos. So we'll say, whereas you have Rabbi Yehuda who says that the chatzar could have one status for this Shabbos, but a different status going forward, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that if you're good for this Shabbos, then you're good for the future. And if you're not good for this Shabbos, then what? Then you're not good for, or I should say differently, and if you're not good for the future, then you're not good for this Shabbos. So apparently what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, no, the status of a particular area does not get locked in at the onset of Shabbos, but rather the status of a particular area is determined by the metzias, by the reality. And if the reality changes on Shabbos, then what? Then the halachic designation of the area changes as well. So the Gemara says, Iboy lehu, Rabbi Yossi le'esar o lahatir. Is Rabbi Yossi coming to prohibit or to permit? Amar Rav Sheshes le'asar. Rav Sheshes says Rabbi Yehuda is coming to Aser. V'chin Amar Rabbi Yochanan le'asar. So what Rabbi Yochanan says to Aser. Tanya Rabbi Yochanan, your brisa that supports this. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says in all of these cases in the Mishnah, k'shem she'asurin la'asid lavo. Just, Rabbosai, again, if you have the case of the chatzer that was breached, or you have the case of the mavoi whose kora or lechi was taken, just like these areas are going to be usher in the future, kach asur in the osa Shabbos. Therefore, they're usher for the Shabbos as usher. Yossi is coming to asur. Itmar, Rav Chia bar Yosef Amar, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Chia bar Yosef, he said the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Ushmul Amr Shmuel says, Halach Rabbi Huda, that Halach follows Rabbi Huda. But also remember, Rabbi Huda was the one who said that Lamaisa, you could be distinguished between this Shabbos and future Shabbos. This Shabbos, the reality is locked in at the onset of Shabbos versus first future Shabbos, which will be determined by the Metzias on the ground. So the Gemara says, Umi Amr Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel actually say this? V'hatran, but we learned, Amr Rabbi Huda, b'merit v'amamurim, Be'eru ve'tchumin, aval be'eru ve'chatzeros ma'arvin bein ladas bein shelo bedas ladas. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rebbe said the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. We had a few, probably about a week, 2 weeks ago. So when do we say this? This, by the way, is that you can make an eruv on behalf of someone else without their knowledge. When do we say this? That's the eruv tchumin. Aval, however, with eruv chatzeros. I'm sorry. So when do we say that you cannot make an eruv for someone without their explicit consent? That's with an Erev Tchumen. But with an Erev Chatzeros, you can make an Erev on someone's behalf with their knowledge or without their knowledge. Why? Because you could do something objectively beneficial for someone without their knowledge. But you may not do something potentially detrimental without their knowledge. So I will say, remember, we spoke about this before. Erev Tchumen has a detrimental side to it, which is what? Whatever you gain in one direction, you lose in another. So therefore, by definition, you cannot do that without someone's consent. Versus Erev Chatzeros, where what? Where the Maisa, there's no downside to that. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda." And Rabbi Yehuda said, "Name Shmuel, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda." V'lo od, and not only that, Ella komakom sheshara. Excuse me, komakom sheshara Rabbi Yehuda be'irvin. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda weighs in on something in Erevin, halacha kimoso, the halacha always follows him. V'amar li Rav Chana bagarata l'Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And Rav Chana bar Garata said, "Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, 'Afilu b'mavui shenital koraso olechayev.' Does that even apply in a case when you say that halacha always follows Rabbi Yehuda? Is that even true in the case of a mavui whose kora or lechi was taken? So we'll say that's our Mishnah. What's the case of the mavui whose lechi or kora is taken? It's the case of the mavui whose lechi or kora is taken. And now Rabbi Yehuda says in that case what?" That the mavoi is, you could still carry in the mavoi, even though what? Even though the lechir kor is gone. Because remember, that's Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Yehuda's position is that the status of a particular area is locked in at the onset of Shabbos. And even if the metzias changes, the designation of the area does not. So when you say the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda in Erevin, does that mean even in the case of a mavoi or a lechi that was taken from, a lechi or a kor that was taken from the mavoi, va'amarlei, and he responded, be'erevin amarti lecha, I said the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda in matters of Erevin, not in matters of Mechitzos. Rabbosai, remember, even though Mechitzos are part of the laws of Erevin, these are two. What he means to say is, when it comes to matters concerning the Erev itself, like for example, can the machlokis about whether or not you can make an Erev on someone else's behalf. With matters of Erevin, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. With matters of Mechitzos, we do not necessarily always follow Rabbi Yehuda. And remember again, the case of the lechi or kora removed from the mavui is what? Is a case of mechitzos. And also again, remember, that goes all the way back to the beginning of this mesechta, where the Gemara spoke about the idea regarding what exactly a lechi or a kora does. Is it lechi mishum mechitza, lechi mishum heker, kora mishum? So let's presuppose over here that the whole idea of a lechi or a kora is a mechitza. So the Gemara says, just because I told you that Allah calls Rabbi Yehuda in the realm of Erevin does not automatically mean that we hold like him in the realm of mechitzos. Amar Avanan, lididi mifarshile minei de Shmuel. I myself heard this explain the name of Shmuel. Kan, shenifritza le Carmelis, kan shenifritz al yosh suratin, that everything depends on where the area was breached to. Look at Rashi, nifritz al karmelis. If the chatzar itself was breached to a karmelis, shari kirab Yehuda. So we'll say now what the Gemara wants to suggest is the following, that maybe the way we view the breached chatzar depends on where the chatzar was breached to. So if the chatzar was breached to a karmelis, look at Rashi, nifritz al karmelis. If the chatzar was breached into a karmelis, then shari kirab Yehuda. Then in fact we say that you could continue to carry in the chatzar like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The inami asila afuki labar lavi sura de oraisi. So also what the Gemara now is suggesting is that maybe we pass like Rabbi Yehuda when the area is breached, when the chatz is breached into an area that we not carry with it a chi of the oraisi if you were to bless you, if you were to carry into it. So for example, if the chatz was breached into a karmelis, if you were to carry into the karmelis, that's not a isra de oraisa, as opposed to bless you. As opposed to if the chatzar was breached into an actual sarabim, then lemaisa that could be an act of chotza'a midda oraisa, then we would not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, I will suggest you should know. Seems to be the Gemara says that that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that although when it comes to matters of Erevin, like for example, an Erev Tchumin or an Erev Chatzeros, even for that matter, all that matters to us is what? Is that lemaisa, the Erev is in existence at the onset of Shabbos. And even if something happens to the Erev over the course of Shabbos, that does not matter to us. The Erev itself is solidified at the onset of Shabbos. We seem not to paskin that way, let's say, if the actual metzius of an area. So let's say if a chatzar has a wall and the wall comes down, or the chatzar has a wall and the wall is breached into somewhere else, or something else happens that physically changes the reality of the ground of the Rishus, that we would paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And we don't say that just because it started Shabbos in a permitted state, that if the metzius changes, it retains its permitted status, but rather if something dramatically changes in the chatzar, that could adversely affect the ability of the residents of the chatzar to maneuver and to carry in their chatzar. So says the Mishnah. Habona Aliyah, somebody actually asked this question a couple of days ago, maybe it was Alan. Habona Aliyah agabe shnei batim. Somebody builds a second story on top of two homes. So I will say, and just the way to envision this is, you have two homes that are not next to each other, right? Two homes, let's say, that are across the street from each other, and someone builds a second story that goes over, right? A crosswalk, right. Correct, above, that spans from one house to the other. So now what happens is you have an area underneath that second floor that you could walk under. So, or v'chein gishar mefulashin, so too if you have bridges. Now, mefulash literally means open. What this means is you have a bridge, that there's a bridge, and you could walk under the bridge. You could walk under the bridge. So the halach is mitaltalin tachtehen b'shabbos. You can carry underneath these areas on Shabbos, divi Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And I will say, why is that? So remember, look at Rashi for just a moment. Agabe shnei batim, vehein bishnei tzidir shtravim. Now remember, these two homes, says Rashi, are on opposite sides, right? They're across the street from each other in the Rosh Sarabim, Rashi says. Metaltlin tachas aliyah, why? The pitikra yored visosem. The pitikra mikan umikan yored visosem. V'chei gishar mefulashin, Rashi says, sheish lam nechitos milemata b'shnei atzdadin. So we'll say again, so too with the bridge. Now the assumption the Mishnah is making with the bridge is that the bridge had some type of wall, so, which makes sense. You don't want people falling off the bridge. So we'll say in both of these cases, the idea is that you're going to say pitikra yored v'sosim, the mechitos extend downwards to enclose the area underneath them. These words Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim osrim, the chachamim say you can't do it, it's osir. The Od Amr Rabbi Yehuda, furthermore Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'arvin l'mavoy ha'mafulash, v'chachamim osrim, furthermore Rabbi Yehuda says that you can make an Eruv for a mavoy mefulash. The Rabbi will say, what's a mavoy mefulash? Mavoy mefulash is a mavoy open on both sides. So it has two mechitzos, two walls, but it's open on both ends. And the Chachamim say you can't make an Erev. When we say Erev, by the way, Erev over here, of course, means shituf muvaos. But you can't make a shituf, you can't make an Erev for a mavoy open on two ends. Okay? Says the Gemara. Amar Rabba, lo tema haynu taimid Rabbi Yehuda, mishum dekasavar beiz mechitzos da'oraisa, ela mishum dekasavar pitik or yorid v'sosem. So the Gemara says, don't say that the reason where Rabbi Yehuda permits this is because two mechitzos are enough mid'oraisa. Rather, the reason Rabbi Yehuda permits this is because of Pitikar Yord Visosin. So what the Gemara now is suggesting is the following. In both of these cases, specifically in the last case of Mavoi Mefulash, so let me say, you might think the reason why Rabbi Yehuda permits it, in the beginning cases as well, not as much in Mavoi Mefulash, in the beginning cases as well, you might have thought the reason he permits it is because, technically speaking, you have two mechitzos, and that's enough, right? Because you're going to have two mechitzos at the end. But let me say, the Gemara says that's not his reason. His logic is Pitikar Yord Visosin. So the Gemara says, Eisvei. Gemara raises a kasha. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Both say Da'oraisa Halacha LaMoshe Misinike. There are many parak come on. Shiurin Chatzitzin Umechitzos Halacha LaMoshe Misinai V'Hara Yesh Kan Beis Mechitzos Mishne Habatim. Remember, Rabbi said, in the case of the overhang of the home, right? Remember, that doesn't sound right. In the case, remember, where you built the second story on top of the homes that are across the street from each other, you could always say, what? You have two mechitzos. Right? You have two mechitzos, the two sides of the homes. Two sides of the homes. So don't say, so one might have thought that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda permits carrying underneath the home is because you have two mechitzos. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. The reason he permits it is why? Is because Lamaiski actually have four walls because Pit Tikar Yard Vesosim. To which the Gemara says, Esvei Abaye. Abaye raises Akasha. Yeser al Kain Am Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishi Yesh Lo Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rosh HaRabim. If a person has two homes on two sides of Rosh HaRabim, suppose again, we've had this case a number of times already. These are the two homes that are across the street from each other on Rosh HaRabim. So let's say I own both of those homes. So what happens? And now, Oset lechi mikan, velechi mikan, al kora mikan, vikora mikan, vinosein beemtza. So Rabbi Yehuda has this incredible shita which says that I can go ahead and what? I have two homes across the Rabbim, what could I do? I go ahead and I make a lechi or a kora on both of my homes, and what could I do? I could actually carry between my homes. Amrulay, the Chum said to him, you can't do that. Ein ma'arvin Rosh Sarabim b'kach. There are ways, Rabbi said, we've seen to enclose Rosh Sarabim, but that's not it. You cannot go ahead and enclose Rosh Sarabim like that. So I'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Yes, Ra'al Kain. Reisha de Braisa Echad. Reisha de Braisa Echad. Echad chalon shebein shnei batim. Ve'echad chalon shebein shnei chaseros. U'gisharim u'nefashos Rosh Sarabim ha'makura. Metaltan tachtayim b'shab ziv Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Ra'al Kain, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Da filur sarabim gimura, the ain sham tikra le meimar, yorid visosim, shari bishte mechitos shal shnei tzidur sarabim. So, we'll say, in this case over here, so I have two homes across the street from each other. And now, what is everybody telling me? If I put a lechi or a korah by each homes, I could carry from one to the other. We'll say, what have I effectively done by putting a lechi or a korah? I've created mechitzos. So what do you see from here according to Rabbi Yehuda? That me'ikra adin, as long as you have two mechitzos mida'oraisa, that's enough to carry. So also what the Gemara is pointing out over here, the Gemara wanted to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda's permissive stance in the Mishnah is not based on the fact that mida'oraisa only need two mechitzos, but is based on what? Is based on pitikar yard v'sosim. Now the Gemara brings this case of the two homes across the street from each other in Shusarab and tells us what? That Rabbi Yehuda, there's no pitikra, and Rabbi Yehuda still permits it, which means what? That Rabbi Yehuda must hold that me'ikar adin, all you need is two mechitzas da'araisa. Amarle, me'ahi in ein meha lekel mashma mamine. He says, you can't learn out, you can't be medayik from that case. Look at Rashi, me'ahi in, or me'ahi ein, Matis lemishma d'shtei mechitzos daraisa. Avamimas nisan lo shmiale lo sham inan la. The time mishum stimas pitikros. Rabbi say, interestingly enough, he says, you're right. From that case, you could see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two mechitzos daraisa. The Gemara is trying to say now, we're not saying that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that two mechitzos daraisa. Rabbi Yehuda does hold that two mechitzos daraisa. What are we trying to say though? You can't prove that sheet of Rabbi Yehuda from our Mishnah. Meaning the case that we clearly quoted before about the two homes on opposite sides of Rosh Sarabim, that clearly indicates that what? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, two mechitzos are enough midoraisa. All the Gemara is saying is from our case in the Mishnah, you can't prove that position of Rabbi Yehuda, because from our case in the Mishnah, it seems to be utilizing the principle of Pitikra Yorid Vesosim. Am Rav Ashi, Mas Nisa Nami Dega. You could even be medayik this in our Mishnah. Why? Midiktani Va'ot. So I'll say, now Rav Ashi comes along and says, the truth is, You could even see from our Mishnah that Lamaisa Rabbi Yehuda holds the two mechitzas d'oraisa. How can you see that? Midiktani va'od. From the fact that Rabbi said that the Mishnah uses the lashon of va'od. Now Rabbi say, remember, the Mishnah quotes two cases first, and the two cases are one who builds the second story on top of two homes that are across from each other, and the bridge case. And in both of those cases, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can carry in the area underneath the overhang. Then it says, Va'od, furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda said that you can make an Erev for a Mavoi Mefulash. You can make an Erev for an open Mavoi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'arvin Mavoi HaMefulash. Furthermore, because what did the Mishnah say? Va'od, Amar Rabbi Yehuda also said that you can make an Erev in an open Mavoi, a Mavoi open on both sides. The Chachamim also, and the Chacham prohibit this. The Gemara says, I Amrit Bishlama, Mishum Dekasavar Pitikir, and so saying, Hainu Diktani Va'od. Now, both sides, so listen to this. So if you explain the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda's principle that he's applying in the first two cases of the bridge and the second story is what? Pi tikar yorid v'sosim. And that's why those two cases are permitted. Then the word of va'od and furthermore makes sense. Why? Because then the Mishnah is coming to illustrate another principle. In the first two cases, the principle being used is pi tikar yorid v'sosim. In the case of mavoi mefulash, what principle is being used? Shtei mechitzos d'oraisa, then the word va'od makes sense. Ela I amrit mishum dekasavar shtei mechitzos d'oraisa. But if you say that in the first case of the bridge and on the second story, the reason Rabbi Yehuda allows you to go ahead and carry underneath it is why? Is because you have two mechitzos on the ends, then what? My va'od. Then why do you need the word va'od? Because it will say, after all, if the first two cases are also dealing with shtei mechitzos d'oraisa, then what? Then the Mavoi Mefulash is not coming to teach you anything new. Essentially, what the Gemara is trying to say over here is the word Va'od sounds like the introduction of a new principle. That only makes sense if you understand that in the first two cases, Rabbi Yehuda is going to allow you to carry underneath the overhang and underneath the bridge because of Pitikar Yord Vesosim. Then, afterwards, in the case of Mavoi Mefulash, he's allowing you to carry. Why? Because Shtei Mechitzos D'Oraisa. Hadron Allah Kol Gagos. Hamotzi Tefillin. Someone who finds Tefillin out in the field on Shabbos. I will say Rashi says we are motzi tefillin be'makom be'sada be'makom shene'evan. So I will say a person finds tefillin outside in the field and a place where if you leave them they're going to get destroyed. And I will say the issue over here is you don't have an erev. We're going to define right now. Here's what we know: you can't carry them normally. Why? We'll see. So the Gemara says, what should you do? Machnisan zug. You can bring them in one pair at a time. Rashi says zug. Echad berosh, the echad bizroa. Vahainu zrug, kedarach shalov shan b'chol. Essentially, what do? You put the tefillin on and you wear them in. V'chozer tamid umachnisan zug achi chol. Rashi points out over here that let's say you could be finding many pairs of tefillin out in the field. So what can you do? You can only go ahead and carry them in. Now, you actually can't. You're going to wear them in one pair at a time. So you put them out on the field, you wear them into the home or somewhere else, and then you take them off there, go back out, and repeat. Rabbi Gamliel says, shnayim. Rabbi Gamliel says, you could wear two pairs at a time. Okay. But when is this true? Bishanos. We'll say Bishanos literally means with old tefillin. Now look at Rashi. He says, Shenikra hakeshra asui kamin shakai, devadai tefillin hein, So we'll say it's going to be one of two things. So Yishonim means that you know for sure that they're tefillin. Now, how would you know for sure that they're tefillin? Either one of two ways. Either you actually see the knots are still tied, or both say the knots are untied, but what? You know how if you ever untie the knot of tefillin, you could see that, especially after a while, the leather remains in that form. So if you see that even if the knots have become undone, but it's clear that the leather was in a knot, that's a sign that they're tefillin. However, v'chadoshos with new tefillin, also what new tefillin means is that, again, there are no knots, and the leather does not look like it was ever tied in a knot. So potter. So in that case, again, when it says potter, Rashi says, milahachnisan. You would not bring them inside. Dilma kamia hein ba'alma, ve'ein ba'en kidusha, ele b'na'asin ke'el chasan, v'hainu lishman. So also, interestingly enough, apparently in times of the Mishnah, they sometimes made amulets in the form or in the shape of tefillin. So the way you were able to tell the difference is the amulets were not knotted. Were not knotted, right? So therefore, again, the Gemara says, and the amulets themselves don't have kedusha. So the only time Chazal are allowing you to go out and wear this tefillin in is when with tefillin that have kedusha. But if it's new items, so to speak, that were never knotted, then you're not. You have to leave. You can leave them in the field. Mitzan tsevasim okrichos. Both, if you find them, we'll just translate these terms now. And then we'll define what they are in the Gemara. But tzivasim literally means pairs. Krichos means in piles or tied together. Mach shechalein, in all of these cases, you go at it and you wait next to the pile. You wait next to the pile. Or umevian, and you go ahead and you bring them in after Shabbos. After Shabbos. So the Gemara says, ubisakona, and in a time of danger. Mechasan, I've also, what that means is, that means that it's too dangerous for you just to wait outside with them until nightfall. So what do? Mechasan, you cover them, v'holechlo, and then you go home. Then you come back after. We come back after us whenever you can. Also, obviously, we'll have to define why in that case you just can't wear the one pair or two pairs at a time. We'll discuss in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon says, so interestingly enough, Rabbi Shimon has a different approach. Rabbi Shimon says that you know what you could do? You pick up the tefillin, give it to your friend to your friend, and essentially Rashi says what? Everyone carries it less than dalet amos. Everyone carries less than dalet amos, and that's how you can go at, you form a human chain, and that's how you can go ahead and now remember, in this case, you don't actually need someone. So you don't need different people the whole way, but rather, right, remember, they could do a shtick, a leapfrog over here, right? So again, and that's how you can get the tefillin inside. V'chein b'no, so too with your child. And then Rashi points out over here, she'yaldaso ima sham besada b'Shabbos. We'll have to define this case as well. If one's wife were to give birth in the field on Shabbos, how do you get the baby back into habitation? Rabbi Yossi, obviously, we're going to question this case just because of the seemingly implied sakhanas nefashos. All right, but right now we'll just read it. So too with a child, this is the way they get the baby back into habitation as well. Pass it from one person to the next. V'chein b'no, noson l'chavero, v'chavero l'chavero, afilu mea, even 100 people. Rabbi Huda says, nosein adam chavis l'chavero, v'chavero l'chavero, afilu chutz l'tchum. Rabbi Huda Nabosa comes along and says, the truth is you could do this even with your barrel of wine. That if you want to go ahead and what? You want to go ahead and transport a barrel of wine, you could do it as long as everybody carries it less than dalet amos, and you could do this even what? Even if you go out of the tchum. So the Gemara says, Amrulo, they said to Rabbi Huda, no. Amrulo, lo tehalechzu yosem eragle ba'aleha. Not true, because remember, Rabosa, at the end of the day, an object is limited by the tchum of its owner. So even though, technically speaking, you could transport the barrel without anyone violating the halachos of hotza'a, the barrel itself will still always be limited by the tchum of its owner. Says the Gemara, zug echad in tfeilo. So I'll say, interestingly enough, the first opinion of the Mishnah allowed you to do what? Allowed you to wear in. Now again, I'm finding tefillin out of the field. Remember, right now, we're not even sure exactly what the problem with the tefillin is, right? Is tefillin muktzah? We're going to explore all of these things in this sugya. But one thing we know for sure, which is the Tanakhama only allows you to wear in one pair at a time. Zug echad in, tefelo. So the Gemara says, Lema tnant stama de lo Rabbi Meir. So apparently our Mishnah is not reflective of the view of Rabbi Meir. Why? The Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, Ha'amar lovesh komashi yachal lobosh, va'otef komashi yachal la'atov. Because what's Rabbi Meir is of an interesting opinion. Rabbi Meir says that Lemaisa, there also, we actually had this case earlier in Shabbos, that if there's a fire on Shabbos, then what? Then you can go ahead and when trying to save your clothing, you could put on as much clothing as you could fit on your person. Right? So you want to go ahead and you want to wear 5 shirts and 7 pairs of pants. So Mamish, you should put on whatever, if as long as you could fit it on, you can put it on and then you could save it. So this nan, ulasham motzi kol kli tashmisho, velovish kol mashi yuchal ilbosh. This, you could go ahead and you could take L'sham, meaning to the chatzer, you could take all the utensils and you could wear whatever you could fit on your body. V'olteif kol mashi yuchal, and you wrap yourself whenever you can wrap yourself. So the Gemara says, so we'll say, it would appear then that our Mishnah does not reflect the view of Rabbi Meir, because again, our Mishnah limits you to putting on one pair of tefillin. V'ahistama mimai Rabbi Meir. So I'll say, now the Gemara just says, just for a moment by Shabbos, how do we know that that's, remember, the Gemara just quoted the Mishnah from Shabbos. The Mishnah had no attribution, right? It didn't say, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So how does the Mishnah know, how does the Gemara know that that is Rabbi Meir? Diktani Allah, Lovesh Umotzi, Uposhet Velovesh, Umotzi Uposhet, Afilu Kol Hayom Divrei Rabbi, Afilu Kol Yom Kulo, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because again, we'll say, remember, because the Gemara said over there that Lamaisa, you could wear, you could put on, you could take off, even the entire day. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Amar Rava, so Rava said, Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir. Rava said, no, our Mishnah could even be reflective of the view of Rabbi Meir. I, how so? Hasam Derech Malbusho Kichol Shavi Rabbanon. V'hacha derech mabusho kichol shavi rabbanan. Because I will say, essentially what the Gemara is saying is that lemaisa, you could wear tefillin in the same way that you wear them during the week, and you wear clothing in the same way you wear it during the week. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, hasam dibachol kama dibai lavish. So I will say, during the week, technically speaking, even if it's not normally done, but it's your right to put on as many articles of clothing as you want. Okay, what people do and what you have the right to do are two different things. I might only wear one shirt, but if I want to, if I feel like putting on five shirts, I have the right to do that. Therefore, again, when saving it on Shabbos, Chazal gave me the right to wear clothing, so to speak, in the way that I normally have the license to. Therefore, since I have the license to wear multiple articles, I can save it by multiple articles. Le'in hatsala, nami shomer le'rabanon, hachad de'bechol nami zug echad. In Tfei, so too by Tulin, just like during the week of Osai, you only wear one pair. Therefore, Lingin Hatsala Nami Zug Echad in Tfei Lo. So Osai, since what the Gemara answers is, our Mishnah could even be reflective of the view of Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir go ahead and say that you could wear multiple articles of clothing to save it from the fire? Because technically speaking, you have that right to do that during the week as well. So essentially, the way you would wear things to save them on Shabbos is modeled after the way you would wear them during the week. Since during the week you have unlimited license to wear clothing, so if you have unlimited license to wear as many articles of clothing you want for saving on Shabbos, but since during the week you only have a license to wear one pair of tefillin, so too that's the way you would save it on Shabbos. Okay, says the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shnayim Shnayim. Rabbi Gamliel says you could wear two pairs at a time. So the Gemara says, "My kasaver." What does Rabbi Gamliel hold? I kasaver Shabbos man tefillin hu. So we'll say this is going to be tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow, actually, we're going to get into this very interesting sugya about when is there an obligation for tefillin and when is there not. The interesting part about the mitzvah of tefillin is virtually everyone agrees that it's a mitzvah aseh shas man grama. It is a time-bound commandment. But the fascinating dispute is, when are you exempt from tefillin? So everybody agrees that there is a period of exemption. The fundamental machlokes is, when is that going to be? So that's going to be tomorrow's sugya. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, you allow me to wear two pairs at a time. So what do you hold? If you hold that me'ikar adin, there is a chiyuv of tefillin on Shabbos, kasavar Shabbos man tefillini, zug echad in tefillo, then you should only be able to wear one pair of tefillin, and no more. V'ikar savar Shabbos lavs man tefillinu, and if you hold that there is no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, umishum hatsala derech malbush sharli rabbanon, and I will say the reason you could wear, and also remember, what's the idea of wearing tefillin? The idea of wearing tefillin is because tefillin is normally worn and has the status of a malbush, almost like an article of clothing. So if that's the case that he holds, that really there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore the only reason Chazal said you could do this is because it's not carrying, rather it's wearing, then you should even be able to wear as many pairs as you could fit on your person, right? To put on three pairs, four pairs, five pairs, why is he limited to two? So the Gemara says, in reality, Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shabbos is not the time for tefillin, which means there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. I the chishar rabbanon, and when the rabbis allowed you to wear tefillin, the chishar rabbanon le'inyan hatsala derech malbush b'makom tefillin. So also the Gemara says that when the rabbis permitted you to go ahead and save the tefillin, they allowed you to do a derech malbush by wearing it, but only what? But only if you wear it the way that tefillin is normally worn. So Gemara says, 1 second, if that's the case, ihachi zug echad nami in tefillo. So Gemara says, if that's the case, then you should only be able to wear one pair, because that's the normal manner of wearing, and no more. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Makom Yesh Berosh Le'aniach Bo Shtei Tefillin. Because it was said, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel said the name of Yitzchak, that apparently, according to Rabbi Gamliel, he holds that there is enough space on the head to wear two pairs of tefillin. to wear two pairs of tefillin, right? That technically speaking, the kosher area on the head for tefillin allows for two areas. So the Gemara says, Hanicha derosh. That works fine for the tefillin shalrosh. Also, by the way, you see this sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, right? Sometimes you see this in Eretz Yisrael that there are these individuals, you only see it really in the old city of Yerushalayim, that wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. And what happens is they're very small tefillin, right? Because if you wear like a regular pair of tefillin, there's not enough room on the head. But if you wear very small tefillin, there is enough room on the Rosh for both areas. You could fit two pairs of tefillin on there.
So,
right, very smart. So the Gemara says, Hanicha derosh, diyad ma'ika lemimar. So that's fine if you tell me that on the Rosh, there's room for two. What about the yad? Kid Rav Huna, pamim sha'adam bamin asada, v'chavilasa al rosho. There are times where a person is coming from the field, and his basket is on his head. And what happens? I will say again, the Gemara is talking about situations where people are wearing their tefillin the whole day. So what would a person do? A person would go ahead and take his tefillin shel rosh off because you're not going to wear the basket with your tefillin shel rosh on your head. The koshrut bizro'o. And I tie the tefillin onto my arm. So we'll say, so what do you see over there? That lemaisi, you could tie, here you're tying an extra pair of tefillin around your arm. So the Gemara says, Imer da'am Rav Huna, shlo'inag ben derech bizayon. Ra'ui mi amar. So we'll say, you can't bring a ride from that case. Rav Huna is saying over there because you don't want to degrade the tefillin or in any way disrespect the tefillin by having a basket on top of your shalrosh, you're going to wrap it around your arm. So it saves you from degrading the tefillin. That's not telling me that that's a normal way of doing this. Kida amar Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, makom yesh berosh, sheroi laniach bo shtei tefillin. So just like there's a place on the Rosh to put on two pairs of tefillin, ha'chenami makom yesh biyad sheroi laniach bo shtei tefillin. So it's Rabbo say there's a place on the yad, there's enough space on the yad to be able to put on two pairs of tefillin as well. Tana debe menashe al yodcha. When the pasuk says on your hand, zo kibores, that refers to the bicep. Bein einecha, what does it mean between your eyes? Zukad kad. That refers to the kadkad. Heicha, where is the kadkad? Amri debe Rabbi Yanai, makom shemocho shel tinok roves. It's the soft part of the skull of the baby, right? So we'll say the baby has a soft spot in its head. That's the kadkad. That's the area where the tefillin shel rosh ultimately is placed. Right? We'll stop over here for today. So we'll say what comes out, what seems to come out now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, is Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that since Lamaisa, there is a way for you to go ahead and technically wear two shal roshes and two shal yads, and bederech levish, a normal manner of usage. Therefore, he holds that when saving the tefillin, you can go ahead and save the tefillin two pairs at a time. We'll say, I'll pick up with this tomorrow. You don't want to miss tomorrow's daf, because again, it's an excellent, excellent sugya in halacha lemaisa of hilchos tefillin, not hilchos tefillin as much as the timing of tefillin. So again, it'll be very exciting. Shkoyach.